Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, October 21st, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Tiny Gems breaks Quantum Biopharma Ltd. and TUNTM announces expiration of final hedge fund warrants and firm's October 27th CVR record date. Quantum Biopharma, QNTM, announced the expiration of 53,147 warrants issued to hedge funds, marking the final tranche. The company confirmed October 27, 2025, as the record date for the distribution of contingent value rights to Class B subordinate voting shareholders, entitling holders to a potential share of 10 to 50% of net proceeds from a $700 million litigation. Quantum Biopharma is focused on innovative assets for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. The company also retains ownership of 20.11% of Unbuzzed Wellness Inc. and maintains a portfolio of strategic investments through its subsidiary, FSD Strategic Investments Inc. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
T0 appoints Shobhit Khandelwal to its board of directors. T0 Group, Inc. has appointed Shobhit Khandelwal to its board of directors. Khandelwal, a technologist and AI innovator, brings expertise in technology strategy and artificial intelligence to support T0's strategic priorities. As founder of Shift Labs and Carter, Khandelwal has experience in advanced analytics solutions for retail, government, and healthcare sectors. His appointment aims to enhance T0's technology stack and global expansion efforts. With a focus on blockchain innovation and technical excellence, Khandelwal will guide T0 in leveraging emerging technologies like AI and data interoperability. As T0 continues to innovate in the digital asset landscape, Khandelwal's technical depth and product vision will play a key role in shaping the company's future. PayOnward brings CyberLock Secure into its digital payments platform. CyberLock Technologies, Inc. is integrating CyberLock Secure into PayOnward's digital payment solutions, enhancing security for credit unions and community-based financial institutions. CyberLock Secure's multi-factor authenticator adds layers of protection by verifying user identity with location, one-time passcodes, and biometrics. This helps prevent fraudulent activities like fund diversion, fake vendors, and account takeovers. PayOnward CEO Carrie Strange highlights the importance of reducing fraud at the account level. Chris Jackson, president of CyberLock Q, emphasizes the real-time risk-based authentication provided to keep financial institutions secure. CyberLock Technologies offers adaptive risk-based authentication solutions to combat digital fraud, while PayOnward's AI-driven platform modernizes services for CUs and CBFIs. Investor news breaks: ECGI Holdings Inc. (OTC: ECGI) secures up to $25 million institutional financing facility to support expansion and acquisitions. ECGI Holdings Inc., trading on the OTC under the symbol ECGI, has secured an institutional financing facility of up to $25 million to support its expansion and acquisition efforts. The company has already received an initial tranche of $255,000 to pursue a near-term acquisition opportunity. President Jamie Steigerwald highlighted that this funding enhances financial flexibility and demonstrates institutional confidence in ECGI's growth strategy. ECGI Holdings focuses on developing innovative, technology-driven businesses with sustainable revenue models in sectors like artificial intelligence, fintech, and experiential hospitality. To learn more about ECGI Holdings and its recent financing news, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Reach Out, Frequency Holdings FRQN, opens new Manhattan office to accelerate growth in the Northeast. SMB cybersecurity market. Frequency Holdings, Inc., through its subsidiary ReachOut Digital Intelligence, has opened a new office in Manhattan's financial district to better serve the Northeast SMB cybersecurity market. The office, located at 80 Broad Street, positions ReachOut at the center of the region's business ecosystem. This expansion follows new customer contracts in the New York area, showcasing the demand for scalable cybersecurity solutions. With this move, ReachOut aims to provide localized support, strengthen its brand presence, and accelerate deployment of its SaaS protection platform. The company's CEO, Rick Jordan, emphasizes the importance of this expansion in delivering enterprise-grade protection and becoming a nationwide force in cybersecurity.
Steadright signs MOU for historic polymetallic copper-lead-zinc-silver-gold Goundafa mine in Morocco. Steadright Critical Minerals Inc. has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Stay Commercial et Minière du Sahara for the historic Goundafa mine in Morocco. The mine holds critical and strategic minerals like copper and zinc. Steadright can earn up to 100% in the project, which has a fully permitted mining and environmental production license. The Goundafa mine, previously operated from 1926 to 1956, has shown significant mineralization potential. Recent reports indicate conceptual resources up to 6.62 million tons with grades of zinc, lead, copper, and gold. The project, located in Morocco's High Atlas Mountains, presents a compelling opportunity for exploration and resource development. With systematic drilling and resource modeling, Goundafa could become a formally classified polymetallic asset with early-stage copper-gold leverage. Healthy Pops featured on national television show American Trends and Lifestyle. Healthy Pops, the award-winning family wellness brand known for creating science-backed vitamin lollipops that kids love, was recently featured on the nationally syndicated television show American Trends and Lifestyle. Hosted by Christina Pulara, the show introduced viewers to Healthy Pops' mission of making wellness simple, natural, and enjoyable for families. Founded by Maxie and Nick, parents of four, the brand blends botanicals with essential vitamins to create effective lollipops that support everyday well-being. Healthy Pops captivated audiences with its relief and travel range, including the popular Ear Popper Stopper lollipop, designed to make life's little moments easier and more comfortable. Now available at Walmart, Healthy Pops is committed to making everyday wellness accessible and enjoyable for families nationwide. 2026 Nutraceutical Trends, Mitch Gould and NPI forecast the next wave of wellness innovation. Industry pioneer Mitch Gould, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, predicts five high-growth wellness categories for 2026. These include gut-brain axis and psychobiotics, longevity and cellular health, adaptogenic mushroom blends, metabolic and blood sugar health, and sleep architecture and recovery. Gould's evolution of distribution model helps brands navigate regulatory compliance, retail education, and speed to market. Looking ahead, personalized nutrition, peptide-based supplements, environmental wellness products, and cognitive support formulas are areas to watch. With the global nutraceutical market projected to reach $571.3 billion by 2029, the U.S. remains a key player driven by consumer demand for wellness products.
One World Products welcomes Ambassador Eartharin Cousin to its board of directors, joining Mignon Moore. One World Products Inc. welcomes Ambassador Eartharin Cousin to its board of directors, joining Mignon Moore. The company, soon to be renamed Isaiah Enterprises, highlights the rare alignment of leadership and global influence on its board. Ambassador Cousin brings over four decades of global leadership, including serving as executive director of the United Nations World Food Program. Mignon Moore, recognized for her strategic thinking in political and corporate affairs, adds her expertise to the board. This marks a defining step in the company's transition to Isaiah Enterprises, focusing on automotive sustainability, renewable materials, and circular economy manufacturing. The company is expanding its presence in automotive and food packaging markets with recent operational milestones showing significant progress in its growth model. For more information, visit the company's website.
Atomera reports on its Talisman Tungsten property, Washington State. plans to offer the project for joint venture. Adamara Minerals Corp. plans to offer its Talisman tungsten property for joint venture near Laurier, Washington. Tungsten, a critical mineral, holds strategic importance in various industries due to its unique properties. The Talisman Mine, a historic tungsten producer, also contains high-grade copper, silver, lead, and zinc. Adamara's exploration has identified significant metal values and polymetallic mineralization potential. The company aims to joint venture the property to focus on its gold assets, leveraging the historical tungsten production and newly discovered copper-silver enrichment. A drill program is planned to test high-grade scheelite zones and associated copper-silver-bearing sulfides with further geochemical and geophysical surveys. The Talisman property presents a promising opportunity for redevelopment under modern critical minerals initiatives. Monroe Capital supports growth of Anderson Global. Monroe Capital recently announced it acted as sole lead arranger and administrative agent on the funding of a senior credit facility to support the growth of Anderson Global, an affiliated portfolio company of Sun European Partners. Anderson Global, founded in 2023 and headquartered in Las Vegas, NV, is a global buy-and-build platform in the corporate services sector. Offering a comprehensive set of services, Anderson has over 600 employees and 15 office locations worldwide. Monroe Capital LLC specializes in private credit markets and has been providing capital solutions since 2004. The firm is known for being a value-added partner to business owners and investors, with a focus on generating high-quality returns. For more information, visit www.monroecap.com.
Danaher reports third quarter 2025 results. Danaher Corporation, DHR, announced third quarter 2025 results. Net earnings were $908 million, or 1.27 cents per diluted common share. Revenues increased 4.5% year over year to $6.1 billion. Operating cash flow was $1.7 billion. Rainer M. Blair, President and CEO, highlighted strong performance in bioprocessing and respiratory revenue at Cepheid. Danaher remains focused on innovation and productivity gains to address healthcare challenges. Full year 2025 outlook includes maintaining adjusted diluted net earnings per common share guidance range of $7.70 to $7.80. Danaher is a global life sciences and diagnostics innovator dedicated to improving human health through science and technology.
BMP AI appoints Sanjay Devkar as Principal AI Strategist. BMP AI Technologies, Inc. announced the appointment of Sanjay Devkar as Principal AI Strategist, bringing over 25 years of experience in AI and program management. Devkar, previously at Meta Platforms, Inc. and Amazon Web Services, will focus on AI governance, reliable models, and R&D partnerships at BMP AI. CEO Vignesh Dobal highlighted Devkar's leadership in AI and VR, emphasizing the company's commitment to enterprise AI adoption. Devkar aims to build impactful and responsible AI systems for regulated industries like fintech and healthcare, aligning with BMP AI's strategic vision for scalable AI deployment.
David Giad Grant for Entrepreneurs opens applications for aspiring innovators across the nation. The David Giad Grant for Entrepreneurs is now accepting applications from undergraduate students across the U.S. who are passionate about entrepreneurship. This grant, founded by David Giad, aims to support driven students with a vision for creating meaningful change through innovative ventures. Applicants must be at least 18 years old, enrolled in an accredited U.S. college or university, and demonstrate a genuine interest in entrepreneurship. To apply, students must submit a 500 to 750-word essay outlining a problem they are passionate about solving through entrepreneurship. The deadline for submissions is January 15, 2026, with the recipient being announced on February 15, 2026. David Giad, a veteran of the entertainment industry, brings over two decades of experience to this initiative, reflecting his commitment to fostering the next generation of business leaders.
Denby Pottery, best-in-class dinnerware with a sustainable, modern edge. Denby Pottery continues to set the standard as a best-in-class dinnerware brand, blending rich heritage with modern innovations. With a focus on sustainable production, Denby handcrafts stoneware in Derbyshire, England, using locally sourced clay and minimizing waste. Their versatile stoneware is dishwasher, freezer, oven, and microwave safe, now also compatible with air fryers and broilers. Alongside their celebrated dinnerware, Denby offers a new cookware collection and seasonal baking items, all combining durability with stylish design. Customers rave about the durability, style, and sustainability of Denby products. For press inquiries or partnership opportunities, contact Denby at questions@denbyusa.com.
Dennis Auto Details expands premium ceramic coating services across San Diego County. Dennis Auto Detail, San Diego's premier mobile detailing service, has expanded its ceramic coating services to meet the increasing demand for advanced paint protection solutions across San Diego County. The company now offers ceramic coating packages ranging from 2-year to 9-year protection plans, all delivered through their signature mobile service model. By bringing professional ceramic coating application directly to customers' homes and workplaces, Dennis Auto Details eliminates the inconvenience of traditional shop visits while maintaining the highest quality standards. Customers can choose from different coating options based on their needs and budgets, with additional specialized services available. Certified installers trained in top application techniques ensure proper surface preparation and precise application. With coverage in 40-plus neighborhoods across San Diego County, Dennis Auto Details makes professional ceramic coating accessible to luxury vehicle owners throughout the region. For more information or to schedule service, contact Dennis Auto Details at 858-798-6657 or visit their website.
Yiwu Global Digital Trade Center opens, setting worldwide digital commerce benchmark. Yiwu Global Digital Trade Center, part of the city's sixth-generation market, has officially opened, marking a shift towards a full-scale digital commerce ecosystem. Located in Yiwu, a commercial hub known for its vibrant markets, the center covers 1.25 million square meters and integrates various zones, including a digital trade hub. Over 3,700 stallholders are utilizing AI tools, with vendors creating promo videos using the Xiaoshang AI video creator in minutes. This advancement has significantly reduced both time and cost for businesses. The center also offers digital trading services, efficient logistics, and settlement platforms supporting end-to-end digital commerce. Yiwu is embracing the digital trade era, positioning itself as a global leader in digital commerce.
Japan-America Society of Dallas-Fort Worth welcomes visionary leaders, Dan Sinawat and Kaito Ajiro, to its board of directors. The Japan-America Society of Dallas-Fort Worth has appointed two new members to its board of directors, Dan Sinawat, founder and CEO of AI Connex and VC Arena, and Kaito Ajiro, financial advisor with WWA Integrated Wealth Strategy. Dan brings a visionary perspective from the world of artificial intelligence and venture capital, aiming to position Dallas as the next Silicon Valley. Kaito, a respected financial strategist, helps navigate complex financial landscapes and strengthens U.S.-Japan trade. Their addition reflects the Society's commitment to expanding its impact on both sides of the Pacific, fostering cross-cultural connections and economic partnerships in North Texas. Keycap Guru launches Portuguese layout keycap set for Logitech G915 and G815 keyboards. Keycap Guru has launched a dedicated Portuguese language keycap set for the Logitech G915 and G815 mechanical keyboards. Crafted from durable ABS material, these keycaps are designed to perfectly match the original keycap's translucent properties for a consistent RGB lighting experience. The set is precision designed to fit the proprietary Logitech GL switches on these models, offering both full-size and 10-keyless versions. This launch addresses a significant gap in the market for Portuguese-speaking users, providing a reliable and accessible solution for their unique keyboard needs. Keycap Guru solidifies its position as a comprehensive source for Logitech G915 and G815 keycaps by offering an extensive range of language layouts, making it one of the few online retailers with such a diverse and inclusive catalog. Dr. Wade Newman Award for Entrepreneurs, announced to support future business leaders. Dr. Wade Newman, founder of Eagle Valley Family Dentistry, announces the Dr. Wade Newman Award for Entrepreneurs, a $1,000 prize for undergraduate students pursuing entrepreneurship. Dr. Newman's career exemplifies service, leadership, and empowering the next generation. Applicants must be undergraduates at a U.S. college, studying entrepreneurship or a related field, with a minimum GPA of 3.0. They must submit an original essay on integrating social responsibility into their entrepreneurial journey. Deadline for applications is July 15, 2026. The award recipient will be announced on August 15, 2026. For more information, visit the award website or contact apply@dogwadenewmanaward.com. Pride Holdings Group, formerly Parliament House Enterprises, Inc., announces acquisition of Cheer Up Charlie's, Austin's number one LGBTQ+ bar. Pride Holdings Group, formerly Parliament House Enterprises, Inc., has announced the acquisition of Cheer Up Charlie's, Austin's top LGBTQ+ bar. This strategic move is part of Pride Holdings' national expansion strategy to build the leading network of LGBTQ+ entertainment destinations in the U.S. Cheer Up Charlie's, known for its vibrant community and trend-setting nightlife, will now be part of Pride Holdings' portfolio. The founders, Tamara and Maggie, will continue in leadership roles to ensure a seamless transition. Pride Holdings plans to expand throughout Texas, with future openings in Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio within 24 months. CEO Mike Barrett emphasized that the acquisition reflects their commitment to preserving LGBTQ+ spaces while elevating them to new levels of impact and profitability. Owner user pays $10 to $5 million for LA office building. Buyer will occupy a portion of building, lease remaining space. Lee and Associates, LA North Ventura Inc. represented S&G Properties Management LLC in acquiring a 62,241-square-foot office building in Los Angeles for $10.5 million. The buyer, S&G Properties Management LLC, plans to occupy a portion of the building for its company, CityGuard, and invest in renovations. The Lee and Associates team will oversee leasing of the property. The building, located at 5550 Topanga Canyon Boulevard, offers visibility from the 101 freeway and is central to the area's main retail and business district. The buyer was attracted to the building's location and potential to create a best-in-class office property in the area.
Q&A with Christopher Thiessen, President and CEO of Klaus Multi Parking America. Christopher Thiessen, President and CEO of Klaus Multi Parking America, is transforming parking from a cost center into a value creator. With a focus on strategic infrastructure decisions, Klaus delivers engineered solutions that unlock development potential and enhance project viability in major U.S. metropolitan markets. Through partnership-based business development, Klaus becomes a key player in unlocking project potential by engaging early with architects, developers, and planners. With a commitment to sustainability and innovative solutions, Klaus is redefining how parking is designed and integrated into urban and suburban development projects across the United States.
BBG expands team with Matthew N. Tobias, joining as partner in co-op and condo law, alongside four new associates across key departments. Belkin Burden Goldman, LLP, is pleased to announce that Matthew N. Tobias has joined the firm as a partner in its co-op and condo law practice. Mr. Tobias brings over two decades of experience advising cooperatives and condominiums on corporate governance and building management issues. In addition to Mr. Tobias, the firm has welcomed four new associate attorneys across key departments, further strengthening its transactional, litigation, and administrative departments. Co-managing partner Daniel Altman expressed excitement about Matthew's expertise, highlighting his extensive litigation background. Co-managing partner Jeffrey L. Goldman emphasized the firm's commitment to growth and client service with these new additions. Belkin Burden Goldman, LLP, is a full-service real estate law firm with over 60 attorneys, offering strategic guidance in various aspects of real estate law.
GCon acquired by Webcor LP in new strategic relationship. Webcor LP, a full-service commercial builder based in San Francisco, has announced the acquisition of GCon, a construction management firm in Phoenix. This strategic relationship will allow WebCorp to expand into high-growth technology markets by leveraging GCON's expertise in critical environments such as data centers and semiconductor projects. GCON will benefit from WebCorp's experience and resources to pursue larger projects in various markets. Both companies are committed to mutual growth and serving their clients with quality and innovation. The transaction is expected to close in Q4 2025, pending regulatory approvals. Learn more about GCON and WebCorp on their respective websites. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.